Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
0836. But I'm just calling because it's nowhere for you to put the code number in. Like, they send you a code number, and I don't see where you put that. And I don't want to send a credit card, and I don't know how much it is. It's not saying how much it is. Now, it's telling me I get it for $250.
What are you calling in for, ma'am?
The iPad that they sent me a picture to, and
okay.
It said I won it.
You have to go over terms and policies, ma'am, and it tells you everything on there. But I can't provide you with any information. The reason why is because we have more than 300 companies or more than 300 lines.
No, but I'm just wondering. Okay, it's a countdown thing. Now, if you put your card in. And you already don't know how much it is. I don't know. I might not have enough.
Because you have not went over the terms and policies.
I did went over it. I did. And it says on there, $250. Now, when I called before, the lady told me that you actually get it for $699. Now, she didn't say $699. And then they take off, I think, something, and you get it for $699. But now she didn't say $699. That's why I'm not sure.
Yes, and I understand, but I can't. We can't provide you with any information, though.
Why did I call this number? It's your number.
We only can provide information to a customer when we have an account, when they have already been built.
Well, I don't know. I don't know to send it there then, because that don't make any sense. This could be like a scam or something. Now, I just talked to a lady on the same number, and she didn't say nothing like you.
I understand. I'm going to advise my supervisor what you advise her so they could go with that call, so they could correct her. But we can't provide any information because we assist with multiple companies.
All right. Well, I'm not going to accept it. Thank you.